With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed across America. Four people have been killed, nine wounded when a gunman opened fire in a Michigan church Sunday morning. Police later shot and killed the suspect. Grand Blanc Township Police Chief William Rennie.
I'd also like to acknowledge the heroism of not only the first responders, but the people who were inside that church at the time. They were shielding the children who were also present within the church, moving them to safety. Just hundreds of people just practicing their faith.
In a Texas casino, two people have been shot and killed, several more wounded as suspects in custody there. And a North Carolina man accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd of people at a waterfront bar. Three are dead, five have been wounded. United Nations reimposing sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program.
The sanctions further squeeze the Islamic Republic as its people increasingly find themselves priced out of the food they need to survive. The sanctions also cause Iranians to worry even more about their future. After last-minute diplomacy failed at the UN, the sanctions took effect this Sunday. The sanctions will again freeze Iranian assets abroad and stop arms deals with Tehran.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting how the sanctions also penalize any development of Iran's ballistic missile program, among other measures. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and Republican leader John Thune digging in ahead of this week's deadline to keep the government open, showing little evidence of budging, even though both sides have agreed to meet with President Trump Monday at the White House. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are shutting the doors.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfeldter says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump who represents a wide area in Wisconsin in Congress has entered the governor's race in the battleground state, shaking up the GOP primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the first frontrunner over the other two who announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany is also an extremely strong pro-life advocate. This is SRN News. A lawmaker says the man who killed Charlie Kirk is a left-wing liberal.
I mean, obvious left-wing violence, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You had a young man who his own parents had said had political views and moved to the left. The governor of Utah, partisan gunslinger, had said the same thing. And you can just tell by what he wrote online or even on the bullet casings that he used.
And Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton also says the man who attacked the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was a liberal extremist.
Again, no question, you had a left-wing hitman who flew all the way in from California, who had the tools and the equipment necessary for breaking and entering and kidnapping. Again, in all these cases, they showed the kind of malice of forethought, premeditated planning that belie any claims that these were just lunatics or schizophrenics.
More details at srnnews.com.